The rise in gold prices, now north of $1,600 an ounce and predicted to reach $1,900 this fall, means that pearl and bead stringers are using less gold in their work. But it has other consequences that have been overlooked or underreported. Hi, my name is Flory Summers. News reports from Australia suggest an unprecedented increase in scrap gold being sold to refiners. In fact, one of the fastest growing new companies in that nation is Gold Buyers, which has grown to 14 stores since it opened its first Australian store in 2009. Its business is buying scrap gold and reselling it to refiners. The problem, according to antique dealers and jewelry historians there, is that included in that unprecedented amount of scrap gold are vintage and antique pieces of jewelry. Please don't misunderstand me. No one can blame people for selling assets, particularly in this painful economy. But according to jewelry historians, Australia is losing a treasure trove of vintage jewelry, especially jewelry from the 1940s, according to at least one observer. And although I haven't seen any U.S. reports on the subject, I suspect the same thing is occurring here. For those of us who love jewelry and believe it represents the cultural and historical mores of the time in which it was created, the development is disquieting. The 1940s, for example, were historically interesting and difficult times for jewelers. Jewelry production in Europe, especially, came to an abrupt halt with the outbreak of World War II. Platinum, which had gained tremendous popularity, was banned in Europe for use in jewelry because it was needed for armaments. Gold replaced platinum and was set sparingly with gemstones reflecting wartime austerity. In both Europe and the United States, necklaces were short and simple, reflecting the simple boxy styles of the clothes women were wearing. But even wartime didn't prevent creative breakthroughs, and the 1940s saw the incorporation of flexible tubular bands into jewelry. These bands were of two types, the snake chain and gas pipe linking, so-called because of its resemblance to a gas hose. Some of these necklaces were long and could double as a bracelet or a belt, an example of the creative use of sparse materials in the 1940s. As to the issue of people selling antique and vintage jewelry to refiners, there isn't any solution, of course. We've all just got to swallow hard and hope the economy improves to the point that people are able to treasure their heirlooms as heirlooms and not as a critical source of cash in a depression. For more information and resources, and for the two-volume Professional Pearl and Bead Stringing DVD, please visit my website, httpfsummers.com. That's F like Frank, Summers, S-O-M-M-E-R-S.com. Thank you.